Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life in a Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo, and I am joined by Polish Peter as my co-host. Dude, today we got a cool topic, man. We're going to talk about the top five mistakes. And by the way, these are top five, but dude, there's so many mistakes that people make in business. And we've chosen five that are representative of a lot of people that certainly, at least I know one of these will hit with you and help you become a better business owner, a better entrepreneur, so that you can have a business that serves your life rather than sacrifices your life. Dude, I'm excited for this, man.
Oh, yeah, let's get going. I'm curious to see what those are.
Okay.
One is actually the partner, like be careful you not to go with like Vojo kind of thing.
Nope, that dude, we had a partnership episode. So here we go. The first one is playing business owner and not doing the hard stuff, the stuff that matters. And what I mean by that is, you know, and I'll speak from experience. When I first got into real estate, I was spending time on the safe stuff, the quote unquote safe stuff. I was designing my logo and coming up with the name of my LLC and my colors and like designing little refrigerator magnets. Like none of this stuff made me any money, right? So you've gotta kind of like stop pretending to be a business owner and really start to do the things that will make you money, especially when you're starting off. You know, I share this story back when I first began. There was a guy who came to the RIA and he wore a suit every time. He had glasses on, he looked really smart. And he was answering all the questions, and there's a crowd of people around him after every meeting, just pinging him with questions. And he had answers. And then one time I got him alone, and I'm like, dude, and I was kind of like, you know, like, oh man, I got him all to myself here. And I asked how many deals he had done. He hadn't done any. He hadn't done a single deal. And he'd been going to the RIA for years, and he became enamored with the idea of being an investor, but he didn't take the leap. And so one of the biggest things you got to focus on is doing the stuff that will make you money and doing the things that really require like some grit and maybe even putting yourself out there and working through your fear.
Yeah. And I think this is so important because, yeah, especially when you're starting your business, people do this all the time. So whether it's fear, whether it's guilt, whether it's whatever that emotional things that you got going on, you got to get and do the right things. And sometimes that means it's a hard things. So reaching out, having conversation, income generating activities, right? It is so important to do that because if you don't, guess what? It's a hobby. It's not a business. It's going to be a hobby till the cows come home because you're not doing the right things that needs to happen. And when I first started my first business, I literally walked down the main street because I was designing websites for people, walked down this, knocked on the doors, going to chiropractor offices and asked them to whether or not they are going to, you know, do my service to design their website. Now I got rejected. I don't know how many times. I don't know if I got probably one or two actual jobs out of this and they're really cheap, but the whole rejection thing, just keep hearing no and no and no. I want to believe that helped me later on because now I am able to go and talk to people whenever. You know, and I'm not worried about what somebody's going to say no or yes. And if they say no, it doesn't mean anything about me. And I start going and attacking things differently. So it is so important to do those things. And think about it this way. We all know what those things are. A lot of times, deep down inside, you do know what it is that you have to be doing. So you got to surround yourself with the people that are going to help you get there, keep you accountable. And doing those right things, those hard things, is so important. And I think that happens in every single stage of business, not just at the beginning. So if you have a business that's doing pretty well, there are certain hard things that I need to step out, hard decisions I need to make in order. There are different level decisions, but that's going to take me to the next level. And I think there's big, big, big mistakes a lot of people because sometimes they get just comfortable, you know, and I think it's important to do that.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's being some of it, I think, is being kind of like a little bit undisciplined. Maybe it's also, you know, avoiding the pain of rejection, you know, because like, listen, it can be scary, for instance, to put out a piece of content and, you know, put yourself out there And you can have all these reasons like, you know, I'm a private person. Like, who am I to be saying this? And what if nobody watches it? And what if I get hate messages? You got hate messages on your stuff.
Oh,
right.
Crazy and, stuff.
Yeah. And so, but you got to realize that's the price of admission. Like this is part of doing it. It's just like, it's not a flaw of business. It's not something that like you can get around. You just have to work through it. Like, and it's all this procrastination is simply fear, like of looking bad, of doing the wrong thing, of stumbling, of falling down, of looking dumb. Like, and like at the end of the day, you have to do this. You have to go through the sucking stage. You're gonna be bad at business. You're gonna make mistakes. You're gonna fumble your words on a sales call. You're gonna, like, all of this will happen. Let me just prepare you for it. And so what? So what? Like, you know, you gotta push through it. Because what's the alternative?
Yep.
Here's the alternative. You're not gonna do the things you wanna do. You're not gonna make any money. And you're gonna be forced to get a job. Like, that's your choice. Like, would you rather go back and get a job and let somebody else sign your paycheck and let somebody else kind of control? And by the way, I read yesterday, man, there's like been 1.1 million layoffs this year. And put your cards in somebody else's deck, or are you going to go for it on your own? You know what I mean? Like, so you just got to do it. And one of the tools, by the way, to help you remember how important this is your vision. I know we hit on vision like every episode, but your vision is a huge tool here, man.
Yeah. And I will tell you this, when you go and do those things, that's when you grow like crazy. That's when you level up. That's when you get to the next level as a business owner. And those moments, those conversations, those no's, those rejections, that's what makes you a better business owner. So it's a path to success. It's
100%,
not,
man.
You know, and it's so important to do that. So let's go to the next one.
All right. Next one is diversifying instead of doubling down. So here's what oftentimes happens. At least this is what happened to me. I had one business and it was doing okay. And I'm like, this isn't making as much money as I thought it would, but like, it's okay. Maybe I need to have another source of income. And dude, it's funny. Like, I have a page of paper next to me, and this is from literally 15 years ago. And I see this tree diagram of, I literally have a tree diagram of all the different ways I can make money in the different businesses. And I'm like, okay, so this business could be this, and this business could be that. Like, I had my fitness business. I was a realtor. I was an agent. Then I had my real estate investing business. Like, I went through the whole sheet. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is literally how I thought back then. I thought that I could make the sum of money I wanted by having 25% of it come from over here and 25% over there. And like, I'd have four different businesses, you know, making me that 100% of the income I wanted. Not realizing, like, this was the exact opposite approach as with what I should have been doing. Now, there's two reasons I did this. One is I thought diversification was good. It also gave me a little bit of, like, of ego. I could say, like, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I got all these different businesses, and there's some of that involved too. But it also kind of, I thought it was safer because, like, oh, well, if this one doesn't do well, this one, you know, I've been taught diversification is good. And what I've realized over the years, and my coach helped me with this back in the day, they're like, just pick one. And I was like, what? He's like, just pick one. And I didn't, I'm a slow learner, so I didn't just pick one, but I eliminated one, and then things started going better. Then I eliminated another one, and wouldn't you know, things started going better. And so, like, very slowly I realized, like, this is actually the path to success. Because what happens is, you know, and I heard somebody else use this analogy, and I just love it. Like, if you've ever played, like, any video game, there's always, like, a boss at the end you got to beat. And you learn how to beat the boss, and you're like, you got to hit him in this side of the head the three times, and whatever. You have a formula, and you figure out how to beat the boss. And when you beat the boss, you move to the next level. But when you haven't beaten that boss and you have four different businesses, all businesses are stuck at the same level. So they're all producing at a level lower than they could be. And what you really need to do is just focus. I mean, imagine trying to play four video games at once. Well, that's what having four businesses at once is like. And so having to really doubling down and focusing on that single thing. And I know it can be terrifying because you're like, well, what if? And I get it. But focusing on that single business is the key. It really is. It's not having 14 different businesses. And literally almost every single time someone tells me they're a serial entrepreneur, I have an internal sensor that tells me they probably have 6 half-baked businesses that none of which are doing what they should be doing. Because they have a problem with discipline and staying focused, or fear of choosing the wrong one.
Yeah. So I love that you brought up that particular topic, because I see this all the time. I went through it myself when I'm back in the day. But here's what I think the fallacy that I think that people see is, like, the analogy of that you talk about the video game, playing 4 video games at the same time. I think in a way people, in one level, they think, okay, I'll play this game for a little bit, pause it. Then I go to this game, pause it. Then I play over here, get some ground here, pause it. And then I'll go back to the other one. In life, that doesn't work. You can't just pause it. It keeps going. So now you have to attend to every single one, and you just run around like a chicken with head cut off trying to attend to every single one of them. And they never, you know, get satisfied, because they all of them are, you know, asking for your attention, especially in those growth stages. So it is about letting go. It is about, you know, like you say, whether it's fear, because I think for you it was a fear thing of what if this doesn't work? What if that doesn't work? If it's maybe it's an ego thing, because now I go and talk to someone, oh, I got all these different types of businesses and I'm the, you know, cat's meow kind of a person. Did I just say cat's meow? All right. Maybe somebody's going to get that analogy. Right. But when you start to look from that perspective, all of a sudden letting go, and you start working on that one. Because, by the way, when did your income start taking off?
It wasn't until I started focusing down.
Right. So that is a big mistake that I want you to consider. If you have multiple businesses, let go. Because we've actually sat down in a business builder with one gentleman who had like 3 or 4 businesses. And we looked at, where does he spend most of his time? What's the income that's that business is generating? And what we discovered, the most of the time that he spends in a particular business is making the least amount of money. So when you basically let go of that business, now he's able to focus on the business that was making him money, but he wasn't spending a lot of time. Now you put more focus in that business, guess what? Start growing like crazy. So notice how this stuff works, but you got to let go. So focus on the one thing. All right, cool.
1000%. You know, it's really a difference between like a concave and a convex lens. If you remember that back from like your physics classes.
Oh, you just lost me.
You know, one lens is tilt, you know, the curve is inward, the other one's outward.
Yeah.
And you either disperse like the light or you focus it. And the same works with your energy and your attention and the effort and the results that you're going to get too. So like, you really got to just focus it down. So hope that's helpful. And, you know, the question is, you know, sometimes it's like, which business is best? Well, you know, which one fits your vision the most? Which one are you most excited about? Which one, you know, is an up and coming market? Which one has the most, you know, margins for you? Like, these are all criteria you can use. Which one do you know the most amount about already? Like, what's your experience already in? You know, that's always a huge leg up. Hey, we'll get right back to our episode. But before we do, I want to tell you about our business builder workshop. Peter, I love this event, man. Why do people need to go?
Yeah, because you are going to be designing your own business, right? If you haven't been successful in the business as well as you would like it to, this is the event to be, because we're going to be working through everything. It's like an MBA in 3 days for your own business.
That's right, man. We cover everything from systems, processes, automation, hiring, sales, marketing. It is like what Peter said. We've had a woman who went to business school. She said she learned more in 3 days with us than she did at 2 years of her business school. So if you would like to make a transformational change in your business as well, go to lifeinner.com right now. Click on the Business Builder Workshop, register for event, and we will see you there. The next one we're going to talk about is not identifying the main constraint in your business and misdiagnosing this. So at the Business Builder Workshop, we talk about something called the 4 stages of business maturation. And at each stage, there's something that needs to be focused on. So for instance, when you're just starting off, you don't really have to be worrying about automation, and you don't have to be worrying about key man risk and you know, like really like a sophisticated legal structure. And org charts, because it's just you. Like, so you gotta know what your main constraint is at each stage of business. So early on, you know, if you don't have sales, well, clearly making money and revenue needs to be a priority. And so within that bucket Now you need to ask, like, what is the exact constraint that's holding you back? Is it lack of, is it a sales problem? Is it a leads problem? Okay, it's a leads problem. Okay, is it because, you know, I'm not doing the things that I need to be doing, or is it a conversion problem where I'm not, you know, the leads that I have, I'm not converting into sales? Like, so you gotta be really, you gotta kind of reverse engineer what the biggest constraint, the biggest bottleneck in the business is, because that's the only thing that should be getting your attention rather. You know, I call this the most valuable priority, the MVP of your business. Like, what is the MVP of your business? The one thing that you need to focus on, and then really spend the majority of your time in business on that one thing, and not all these other things. Like, and so we talked about, you know, the first mistake a second ago was, you know, playing business owner. Well, you can do things in your business that are still valuable, but they're not the most valuable in your business. So you always gotta be focusing on what's the most valuable thing. And like, by the way, if you're watching on YouTube right now, I'm holding up a page I have over my, it's blurry.
You gotta move it back.
Yeah. So it says, is this a constraint? And it's a little sticky note that I keep over my webcam because I don't wanna be spying on me. And it's just a reminder for me, like, is this the thing that I need to be working on right now? Like, it's all work and it all contributes something, but like, is this giving me the biggest bang for the buck? And you constantly got to be using that filter in what you do in your business. Otherwise, it's going to take you too long to get anything done.
Yeah. And I would also encourage you, as you're looking from this perspective, what he's talking about, is this a constraint? I would say that the first answer that you were going to get, like, you know, looking like if you're growing a business, and one of the things that I need to be focusing on right now is revenue. So what's the problem when I'm not generating revenue? Well, I'm not getting enough leads, right? So yes, okay, leads is the problem. But I will tell you this, that first question that is the leads, it's probably not the right answer. You got to keep digging down deeper and deeper and deeper to finally figure out what the real constraint is, because you're going to end up with the answer that if you're a real estate investor and you're not getting enough leads, it's because, guess what? You are not making those hard decisions that we talked about in the previous constraint. You're not making the phone calls. You're not reaching out. You're not talking to people because you're sitting behind the desk and you're trying to, let's say, do some, you know, Facebook ads that are less, you know, not as hard to do, but you're, you know, or you're learning about doing Facebook ads, or you're learning about something else. So I want you to consider that first level of that constraint that you're looking at. You got to keep digging down a little bit deeper and deeper and deeper to get to the real reason why that is the thing in your business, and then solving that exact constraint.
Cool. So let's just review so far. We got number one, plain business owner and not doing the hard stuff. Number two is diversifying instead of doubling down. Number three is not identifying and working on the main constraint. The next one is not staying focused and being consistent. You know, maybe you have a really good day, but then you don't have another good day until the next week. And you lose a tremendous amount of time when you lose momentum. Like, and this is something that, for instance, where, you know, Peter finished his book, I'm still writing mine. If I take, and by the way, the last 2 weeks, I haven't gotten anything done in the book because I broke the string, I broke momentum. And now I'm getting back into it. It's more work. And so you got to keep the victories moving. And, you know, tactically speaking, you got to find ways to reward yourself, to keep yourself accountable, to staying focused and staying consistent. So for instance, you know, Jerry Seinfeld is famous for this, of having a calendar, and he's going to write every single day, and he's going to put an X in the box for every day that he writes. And he's not going to break that string no matter what. Maybe it's going to be having a kitchen timer next to you and timing yourself to you're not going to check Facebook for 30 minutes or an hour before you will give yourself a break. Or maybe it's making sure there's no distractions in your environment and making sure it's quiet and you've turned off your notifications. Maybe it's, you know, one of the things I do, this is going to sound corny, but like, you know, when I'm working, I usually wear a sweatshirt and I put a hood on, and it helps filter out external things outside of my peripheral vision. And it makes me focus on my screen in front of me when I'm doing that.
So, keeps your head warm because you got no hair.
That too, man. Or, you know, put on headphones if this sounds, some people will use, like, this is going to sound woo woo, but, some people will have like a, an essential oil kind of vaporizer thing where it has like peppermint or some sort of invigorating scent that to, for energy and awareness. And like, so you got to like tweak your environment and tweak your conditions as much as you can to help you be consistent and stay focused, because like otherwise, like we're just so unfocused, man. Like it's so easy to be distracted in today's world. There's so many things pulling for our attention. Like you've got, but it just pulls your effectiveness and efficiency away like nothing.
Yeah. And I think that is one big problem to allow the business growth. And I fell into that trap many times too, because, you know, you get to a certain point and you feel like you've succeeded, and then you kind of let off the gas kind of thing, yeah. Right? And so it is so important to like, what is the consistency? Like, think of when it comes to marketing, one of the things that you need to do, and most people don't, is consistency. And just consistently putting out marketing pieces, whatever it might be. Sometimes they're not, they're crappy. Sometimes they're good. And just consistency and shifting and testing and being consistent in that one particular realm, eventually something is going to break. You know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes that's why a lot of times people, when they say they got, you know, video went viral, it's not because they put out one video on there and went viral. Well, it happens sometimes like a unicorn. But most of the time, what ends up happening, they put out hundreds of videos and that one video all of a sudden shut up. So the consistency pays off. And it's so important, because think about it this way. Even in your marriage, it's not that you go on a date once every 2 months that's going to keep that marriage going. It's being consistently, let's say, present with your wife, consistently being intentional with your wife. And that's what's going to keep that relationship going. So when you start looking from that consistency kind of a filter, you can apply this not just in business, but in so many areas of your life.
1,000%. All right, last one is not, how do I say it this way? Not consulting your vision on how you build your business.
Oh, that's a big one.
And so I'd actually even, I'd recommend this. Consider your vision your business partner. Consider your vision your business partner. In other words, consult your vision before you make any decision in your business. And not only in terms of how you run your business, how you set up your business, what you do in your business, like every part of your business should be influenced by your vision. And so at the end of the day, like business is your vehicle and your vision is the destination. So don't confuse those two. Don't conflate those. You know, your vehicle is the goal is to get you to the place you want to be. And that's what your vision provides. And your business is just helping you get there. Now, yes, absolutely, your business can complement and should complement your vision. But you've always got to keep that in perspective, because like if you find yourself working 60 hours a week, but your vision says you should be working 30 because you have all these other things important to you, well, now you're out of alignment. And so you've always got to keep that vision front and center when you're running your business.
Yeah. And I have examples upon examples. I'll give you one. So years ago, a gentleman that I know for many years, he came to me because he's starting a brand new business and he has, you know, it's a national business. It sounds good. It's all great. And he wants me to be a partner and all those kinds of things, right? So I look and I ask him questions and he's like, well, we're going to have to start off putting about, let's say, 20 hours a week into this business and we're going to make a lot of money and all those projections were looking good, all those different things, right? And I go, well, let me think about this. And he's like, yeah, cool. So I went back home and I looked at my vision and I looked at the calendar that's attached to that vision. And I asked that question, in order for that 20 hours, where are they going to come from, those 20 hours? Because my life is pretty full. I love my life, how it is, and you know, with my wife and the kids and the business that I have and all those things, right? And what I discovered is that that's going to have to come out somewhere. So one of the things that's going to come out for me personally is probably my quiet time, my gym time, and all those things that involves me, maybe like, you know, 11, 12 o'clock at night, I'm going to be working now as opposed to sleeping. So I'm good for the next day. And guess what? Those hours add up. So I went and I told them, listen, I would love to do this business. I would love to be, you know, the partner with you. However, my vision does not allow me to do that. And we had the discussions about that. But guess what? That decision has helped me keep moving in my own business to be able to grow my business and, you know, my family and my wife and all those different things. So that right there, what Vojo said about not consulting vision because you don't have one, or you're not actually looking at it is a big, 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 big mistake that most people do. Because then they wake up later on, and I'm like, going back to the other point that we just said, is like, I'm working now 60, 80 hours a week. And how did that happen? Well, guess what? Because that vision wasn't there to protect you.
Right. Right. All right. Well, listen, let's summarize these. Number one, we had playing business owner instead of doing the hard stuff, like doing the fluff. Number two, diversifying instead of doubling down. You want to double down. You don't want to diversify your efforts because you're going to get to that level and you're just going to plateau. Number three, not identifying and working on the main constraint, the main bottleneck present in your business at that time. And yes, it will evolve, which is a good thing, but you got to keep your thumb on that. Next one is focus and consistency, really finding ways to continue the momentum so you don't have to start from zero every single time. And then lastly is running your business without a vision. Huge mistake, huge, huge mistake. Hope you guys found this valuable. Hope you do something with it. We'd love to see you at a Get a Life Getaway to help you craft your vision, or a business builder workshop to help you become better in business. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it and give us a review. We will catch you soon. Guys, take care and God bless.